Squad, yes, check it. 112. Let's take a look at what happened in this anarcho-commie experiment in Seattle. Freestyle for this one. Still more effort than fucking chess. A drugged-up nigger dies 1,600 miles away in Minneapolis. So Seattle faggots say, it's time to be mad at the Seattle police who didn't do nothing cause there to gay to increase the rate of nigger deaths at the hands of whites. So Antifa decides in the mid of the night to conquer Seattle's Capitol Hill. And they do cause the mayor's a faggot and shill, who tells the police to let the queers do it. And soon Capitol Hill's flooded with gender fluids. June 8 of 2020, Chaz is born. That stands for cucks, hoes, and zoo animals. Day 2. The faggots already run out of food cause of hobos raiding their markets like big snoots. Lucky for the mother faggots think they're Africa and send them trucks full of soy grown in Canada. Day 3. They try their hand at agriculture to mitigate the loss caused by rabid vultures. The crops die before they even finish planting. Not that the stupid faggots have an understanding. Understanding that two Jim Crow gardens the size of paddling pools isn't enough to feed all the blabbering fools. Day 4. The first female leader, probably trans, is caught tearing open underage girls' pants. They say it's a utopia. Of course they lie. They don't even make it past fucking day 5 before an upper-class nigger warlord of his race gives his nigger friends guns and takes over the place. Day 6. Capitol Hill smells like porch monkeys cause leftist hippies have just as poor hygiene. Since everyone's a druggie, they beg for the city to wipe their asses and make them not smell shitty. They also beg for competently built barricades, and the mayor obliges them cause she's very gay. Day 7. What a shocker. Rape skyrockets. Those who called Chaz retarded now sound like prophets. Meanwhile the faggistanis bitch about the cops doing what they asked them to do and staying off the block. And the rapists get away with their crimes cause warlord Russ and his crew were high on weed that night. Also they changed their gay nation's name to CHOP so they can bitch some more if Trump sends in cops. This gay shit continues until day 12 when the denizens start shooting at themselves. No police report cause all cops are bastards. In case you were wondering if this fits a pattern, the victim was a nigger, probably shot by another nigger, worthy of yet another snigger. The nigger warlord chimps yet again that the medics don't wanna be shot in their cop-free hood by a meth head. Day 13. Another shooting. The Shibun police chief takes a break from looting to say that there are faggistanis engaging in destruction, shootings, assault, burglary, rape, and arson. The cheery considers having police stay away, and CNN still calls her racist cause they are gay. Day 16. Yet another nigger capped. This time the dumbasses try to blame the Klan. Never mind that we're too busy laughing at them to go into Seattle and start blasting at them. Day 22. The shootings continue. The Democrats worry that the slaughter of Hindus will prove the president right about these faggots, so they start to pretend the shootings never happened. They give up on day 25, and the mayor signs an EO telling Chaz see you later. Then the niggers and faggots attack her house, and the stupid ass mayor gets a knot in her blouse and finally sends the cops back to the block to push everybody out of the so-called CHOP. And 30 minutes later, the ANCOM endeavor is wiped from Seattle with no effort whatsoever. And thus concludes the 72-bar tale of the stupidest country on record. Started in Seattle because a Minnesota cop accidentally killed a drugged-up nigger, and cleared out five times as quickly as it began. But it wasn't real socialism, am I right? Ol 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 ol